The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
As we all know, a lot of people have struggled financially during the last year, with businesses shut and people spending long periods of time on the pandemic unemployment payment. Meanwhile, some companies, online retailers, for example, or big tech companies, or indeed pharmaceutical companies, have seen their profits soar. And some individuals have seen their savings do very well as well. So this difference has left some people wondering if we need to do something to ward off the dreaded K-shaped recovery, where some people are going to come out of this much better off, not feeling an impact at all, and others are going to find it a lot harder to get back on their feet. The International Monetary Fund recently proposed that countries should consider one-off taxes on companies and high-earning individuals who did particularly well during the pandemic. Not just kept your head above water, but who did particularly well in the interests of improving social cohesion. Green Party Junior Minister Joe O'Brien raised the idea here. He asked Pascal Donoghue, the Finance Minister, to consider it. But there is not a huge amount of appetite at government level for this, for reasons which I'll get to in just a bit. But we have sent our reporters out and about in Dublin and Cork to see what the feeling was like on the ground about the idea of a solidarity tax and also the fears we could have an uneven economic recovery post-COVID. Elaine Smith went out to the streets of Cork and asked people what they thought.
So it's been proposed that the government should introduce a solidarity tax for those who were more fortunate and successful despite the pandemic. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that, especially the likes of big American multinationals like Facebook, Google, Amazon have announced massive profits, basically because they profited out of this pandemic situation where small businesses local in Ireland and around the world have been decimated.
And how has it been for you in the last year?
I have been closed 8 of the last 14 months. It is very, very hard. Looking across the street here from me, a fellow retailer was here 4 months ago, is now gone. But we do need continuing support from the government through the employment wage subsidy. Small businesses need help for the next, not 2 months, for the next 12 months to continue.
It would be very unfair to tax those that succeeded, companies or corporations that did succeed during the COVID pandemic were companies that had increased profits. They're going to get taxed on those profits. So like the fact they're already paying tax, as their profits increased, their tax bill increased as well. Some of the trades as well, they never got a chance to come back. They definitely do need something to boost them and get them back on their feet. I think some sort of fund, a solidarity fund is a great name for it. But let companies and corporations voluntarily pay into this fund. People will notice the ones that paid and people will notice the ones that didn't pay into the Solidarity Fund.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea to do that. Some businesses have boomed in this pandemic and I think it's a great idea to be able to give back, especially to the small businesses. We're all in this together at the end of the day, so it would benefit us all to come out of this on the better side.
How has things been for you in the pandemic?
Well, I work in the beauty industry, so I mean, we've been dramatically affected. The salon where I worked closed. Obviously, it's not going to be able to reopen. I'm hoping when things reopen, there'll be a high demand in the industry. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I, to a certain degree, think that the large multinationals who have fueled the economy over the past year or so should be subject to a percentage of taxes on their profits. I don't think this should be driven down into the individuals within the company, but just the companies themselves.
How do you see the economic recovery post-COVID?
So I'll be very interested to see how it plays out, especially for the part of the economy that has been suppressed over the past 13 months. Hospitality, retail, and all of those businesses that have been impacted. I do feel that there's an element of pent-up customer demand for people who have been saving, waiting for the economy to reopen and who are in a position to spend.
Definitely, because we're being told all along that we're all in this together. And if that's the case, if people have profited and done well out of COVID, well, then it's only right that maybe they should give something back that might drag the rest of the people up to where they were before, at the very least, you know. As a taxi driver, it's been very tough. In general, the business has dropped off. We're down to 20% of what we should be earning. There has been a little bit of government support, not near enough, but a small bit. And it's going to take us a while to get back to where we were before.
How do you see the economy recovering?
Well, I think for the first 6 months after everything reopens, I think there will be a bit of a boom. But I do think that there has to be some sort of a backlash because of the amount of money that's being spent on COVID. After the initial 6 month boom, I think that's when we might see a bit of a problem.
Yeah, I think that it would be good for the larger corporations that have like boomed off the suffering of like small local businesses and give back to them a small bit.
How has the pandemic been for you personally in the last year?
So I'm lucky enough to like be working through the pandemic. Some of my friends lost their jobs. So I'm in college as well, and it's been tough. We're still paying like full £3,000 fees, and we're like not getting much return from it. A lot of my friends have reduced hours, and a few of them like that work in hospitality, like restaurants have closed that they've worked in and stuff like that. So it's tough for them. Like they don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, I suppose from my knowledge of what I've been told about it, where it's kind of corporate companies that have made a lot of money during the pandemic, and I wouldn't see anything wrong in them helping out smaller businesses and helping those businesses get back on the feet, because I suppose we all want to think of ourselves as a community, even with corporate structures, and them hoping that they would help other businesses in need.
And you're working with a sector that has been hit drastically by COVID with the closure of gyms during lockdown. How has that been for your clients?
It's been really, really difficult, and even with like lockdowns happening and reopening and then it's locking down again, I don't think the government as well is giving like clear directions for the health, fitness and wellness industry, so it is really difficult. Like,
yeah, and you can understand why people are so frustrated. Elaine Smith speaking to people in Cork who think it's a good idea to have this solidarity tax. But there's a couple of problems I have with it. First of all, we had a solidarity tax introduced after the last crash. You might remember it. It was called the Universal Social Charge, and everybody hated it because it was individualised to all of us. And it was the old three-card trick of applying an emergency tax. But what they did was they took all the emergency taxes, stuck them together and relabeled it the USC. And guess what we're left with? We're left with the USC now still. That means that the taxpayer, the individual taxpayer, well, they can't really take any more, can they? So you have to look up the tree to where the next group is. And the next group would be companies that did well. The argument I would put forward is that it's just not going to work to get them to pay up. First of all, because they're very good at not paying tax, big companies, as we know that. I mean, you looked at the Irish Times website on Saturday and they told us that Google shifted more than $75.4 billion in profits out of the Republic using the controversial double Irish tax arrangement in 2019, the last year in which they used the loophole. That was Charlie Taylor's story on Saturday. And I'm not saying that they will actively, and they never would actively, break the law or avoid paying tax. But if you try to level a tax on them, then a lot of effort will be put into making sure that that isn't going to happen. And is it fair to try and say that we're going to get these companies somehow? Because what happens then if that company says we don't like Ireland anymore and we're not going to employ as many people? And the ultimate effect there would be less money in this country if we level a tax that is deemed by those companies to be unfair, even if the people on the ground think it's a good idea. So much in all, as we'd love to tax the Amazons and the Googles and the Facebooks more because they did a great pandemic effectively, is it right to do that if at the far end of it we feel more pain? Anyway, we asked people in Cork and we said, because, you know, we can't have it all Cork, we have to see, do the people of Dublin agree? JJ Clark has been out asking the same question of the people of Dublin. Should there be a one-off solidarity tax and who should pay it?
So I would support the solidarity tax. It sounds like a good idea, taxing the upper end, these multinational companies, to support those less well off. So that makes sense to me.
Well, I think as a nation we have to come together in this time of hardship. I think it is very important. Like, I'm more sort of on the socialist leaning of sides in the political spectrum, and I think it's our duty to all come together and help those who be worse off affected. I was working in construction throughout the pandemic, and I was at a higher tax bracket for the profession, and I do feel like the money was going. I think we do need to help those who are on the PUP at the moment. And following, as someone who studied drama in college and graduated for the worst time in that degree, I do think we do have to aid those who are more in need.
Like, I don't think it would actually affect the companies themselves that much, considering how low taxes are already in Ireland. I think that this kind of tax incentive would really help people that have been affected by the pandemic.
And you said you're from Texas in the United States. Would they approve of a solidarity tax?
Absolutely not. It's a red state, so that would definitely not be something that they would consider, but I wish they would, because that's definitely been a problem there as well.
I don't agree. I think everyone said should pay the same tax, even though we're going through the same COVID afflictions that we're going through, taxation-wise and inflation-wise, that is going to hit us, because, you know, the banks are in trouble. So inflation's probably going to fly by, I'd say, 2022.
Yeah, I'd be in support of that, I think, for just helping recover from COVID. It's been a long, you know, few months here in level 5. Small businesses need it.
I think it's a good idea. Why? I think it's a good idea because I think there's a degree of fairness in it, that everybody's sort of pitching in to some degree. Now, how you'd actually operate it successfully is another matter entirely. But I think the sort of the idea of it has merit. The implementation of it is, would I imagine, prove difficult.
I think it's a good idea. I think fair is fair. People coming here with the way the country is struggling should pay a few pounds and not use it as a haven and take advantage of the situation.
Solidarity and all that is great, yeah. They should be paying their proper tax. They're making billions over here. Billions. And they pay nothing.
It's a good initiative, and I think it's a good way to get people working again after this crisis. And if the big corporations that have kind of come into Dublin to, you know, reap the benefits, then I think they should give something back as well.
Do they pay any tax at all? I heard you don't. All the rich people.
The rich stay rich and the poor stay humbled, I guess, by taxation and, you know, we don't really get a break.
Well, there are clearly certain sectors of the workforce that are benefiting right now. So you've got people who are saving like mad, who aren't indulging in their usual habits, and so those savings accounts are getting greater and greater, and those who are in different, say, traditionally blue collar workers aren't back to work as much unless you're frontline. So I would say that inequality will be greater.
Small people, most of them close in, only rich people. And rich people, they get richer, of course. This is in here, in whole the world. Richer get richer, poor get poorer.
To be honest, I can say from an American's perspective that's going on at home. So I would imagine it's probably the same here, you know, where corporations are making money off of, you know, people online ordering and things like that.
Yeah,
while small businesses and lower income people aren't able to work. So,
well, definitely some businesses were hit harder than other businesses. Yeah. So some people might be coming out of this pandemic a lot better off than others. Like, that's for sure. Just depends what sector you're in.
Yeah.
The poor has always been poor in Ireland. You know what I mean? They're just living from week to week, Thursday to Thursday, Friday to Friday, you know?
I mean, people that have quite secure jobs, especially working for the tech industry, they're going to be doing quite well and won't be as affected as people that are working more kind of local jobs and things like that.
Well, I think that's a direction where the world is going, and the gap is definitely widening, getting bigger. So if this helps to try to minimize that speed at which it's going, then better.
There always seems to be a trend to a large extent that one end of the scale get richer and the other end of the scale lose out. I think that, unfortunately, that seems to be the way in a lot of areas of life.
It certainly is, and it is the biggest problem facing the planet right now. But would a solidarity tax imposed by Little Old Ireland make a blind bit of difference? Lots of people have opinions on this, which is why we did those two reports in Dublin and Cork, because we want to gauge what your opinion is, whether a solidarity tax, which would probably be hideously opposed by government, would it work?